We're learning the laws of Metzias HaPas. We're going to be finishing up the Siman today, and next week begin the laws of Purim. The Ramah says as follows: V'yesh le'echol haprusa shebatzal leha kodem shoyechol pasacher. That when a person makes the hamotzi, eat a little bit, swallow it, then only afterwards we can talk, as we said. So, does that mean you can just take a little piece and then move on to the rest of your meal? Well, that certainly is acceptable throughout the meal. You've eaten a certain amount to bench. But the Ramah tells us that there are those that will actually eat the entire piece of challah, which was given to them, or which they cut for themselves, before they eat anything else, or even any other piece of bread. That when it's eaten, you should eat it, be the first thing you should eat. Therefore, you're going to eat it with a little bit of an appetite. When a person does this, it shows the love of the mitzvah, that it's not you just take a little bite and then you push it to the side, but it's that a person connects to it and wishes to partake eating that entire piece. The Mishnah Berurah brings the words of the Shla, which we're going to be focusing our attention primarily with just now. He says as follows: Shigami Shire min prusas amotzi ma'at. He says that what you should do is you shouldn't eat the whole thing. You should at least leave a small amount, have your nice leisurely meal, but you should save a small amount for the very end. And that little piece that you made hamotzi on, some will actually save a small amount of it, and that will be the last thing that they eat in order. It almost sounds like the afikoman, that it still is in your, the taste is in your mouth. Ein lahachel lebehema v'ov olakusi miprusas hamotzi. He says that a person should be careful because, after all, a mitzvah was performed, a bracha was said on this bread. It should not just be given to an animal, to a bird, also to a kusi, which we're going to explain maybe a little bit what that means, this piece of bread. Omechaticha shenogas bochaticha samotzi. Even a piece that was touching the piece of which you made hamotzi on. So even if it's not necessarily the piece that you sliced, but nonetheless, even the thing which is touching it, a person should not give it to those that we just mentioned. And Piskei Tshuvos discusses this, the words of the Shla. And he says, first of all, v'davka imhi ru'oy lachil adam. The only time in which a person should not give it, let's say, to another animal, is that if it's birds, is in the event that it's something which is still edible, something which people can eat. It's not something which is, as he says, im charucha umetunafas v'kadayim eshishuv adam katz malachol mutal ashlichel balichayim. You can give it to your animal if the food, which for whatever reason got dirty, something someone spilled on it, whatever, then that situation we will be lenient and you'll be certainly allowed to give it to your animals because you're not going to eat it anymore, and therefore you might as well be able to give it to your animals. The says you should know. Ki yesh hamavim b'shem sefer chassidim. There are those that bring down shehu adin l'chol machol umashke shabir achalot. That it's not just specifically this piece of bread, but really, all food or drinks in which a person said a bracha on, the nisha v'salachas obakos, let's say you just didn't finish your drink and there's a little bit of juice, milk left in your cup, shelo yitnu anachri olabalichayim v'yafil tahorim. The person should not give this leftover food or drink to those that we just mentioned, as well as to balichayim, to those animals, even if they're kosher animals. The yesh shehosifu lahachmir gam b'chol minei hamachol v'tavshilin asher hoyu al shulchano kishe'ochel kahogen im amiras divrei Torah. Which means that, let's say you didn't make a bracha on it. After all, let's say it's Friday night, you made a hamotzi, but yet you have all this food at the table in front of you. So there are those that are strict that all of the food that's on your table, in which Torah was said, in which Shiros were sung, that a person should not give that to those that we just mentioned. Shal shulchan kazeh, because when we look at this particular table, which has been elevated through song and through Divrei Torah, nemar zeh hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. V'kol shekein im hasudas sudas mitzvah. So he says that there are those who actually are strict. So you say, Sefer Chassidim. Okay, not everyone necessarily follows the words of the Sefer Chassidim. Well, it's brought down, actually, this idea in the Tami HaMinhagim. And the Talmid Chacham Hagim says as follows, quoting the words of maybe the more familiar, the Kolbo. He says, Kosav Kolbo Nagu Kol Yisrael Shul Hachel Behemo Chai V'Och V'Goy Mechaticha Shenogas Bo Chatichas Hamotzi, which is the example that was brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that a person should not give things which are connected to the bread itself in which some a brach was said. And so too says the Machzitz HaShekel. And it's brought down in the Sefer Agra D'Kala. He says the reason is Hoyel Shehizker Shem Shemayim Al Adavar, since you said a brach, you said Hashem's name, and it was directed toward this particular food, this particular beverage, Einu Meharoy Litin Mimenel Behema. It's not befitting to, after this food's been elevated and a brach has been said over it, to give it over to an animal. In conclusion, he brings down a very interesting story, which maybe we're not so familiar with this particular detail, but he says as follows, with regard to, as we find in Parshas Chayisara, in which Eliezer was trying to find a mate for Yitzchak, so as we know, the famous test, hopefully someone will come, give some water for the camels, give some water for myself. So this is how it's defined over here. He says that there was something behind the scenes which we never maybe heard of. He says as follows, so we know the episode that Rivka continued filling up her pitcher, and she kept running back and forth, and gave water to all the camels. And he explains as follows, because this particular Eved, Eliezer, Rivka saw that he was someone who was connected to and affiliated with Toras Rabo, that which he learned from his teacher, namely Avraham Avinu, Bevade Birach Al Hamayim. And therefore she understood that when she gave him water, which as we know, she gave him water first before the camels, she understood it must be that on this pitcher he made a bracha. V'hizker Shem Shemayim. And of course, Hashem's name is mentioned. And therefore, the question is, why was it necessary, if she gave him water from a pitcher, and it's only, you know, how much is he going to drink? He's thirsty. But probably there was some water left. But it says as follows, G'shama chasuda hazos, v'hizker Shem Shemayim. Once she heard that he acknowledged Hashem before he even sipped a little bit of water, Amr, she said, Ein maharoi litin mezel agamalim. It's not befitting for me to give these camels the leftover water that in which I had drawn for Eliezer, since a bracha was recited. And therefore, he says, Amr el eved gam l'gamalecha eshav michadash. What he's added over here is that she went back and gave new water. The Tamar Havatar Kada, Harika Mikodem Esamayim Sheshasa Ha'eved, V'yacharkach V'taratz El Haber Hanishov. The way it's brought down, explained here, is that there was still water in it. And you can imagine she was a young girl, and it was difficult for her to do so. But what she did was she actually emptied and dumped out the water and then filled it up with new waters. And this is how it's brought down, that this was one of the great signs that, in fact, Rivka was someone fit to marry Yitzchak, because after all, what did she do? Not only was she engaged in chesed, but she also showed her sensitivity to Kedusha. That when it came to a bracha that was recited on this water, she said, how is it possible for me to give to the camels the same water? And therefore she dumped it out and got new water.